The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Read from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to the 12, as you go and make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts. No sack for the journey, or second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. Laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for the worthy person in it. Stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to highlight three virtues of this great saint that we celebrate today, and his name is Saint Barnabas. First is that Saint Barnabas was a man that had money. He had money. And was he a millionaire? We don't know about that, but he had money. And he had a field, and he took that field that he owned, and he sold the field, and he took all that money from the field, and he put that money at the field of the field at the foot of the apostles. There's a lot in that. A lot in that. Probably most of us are not multimillionaires. And obviously not billionaires, no? However, if we really want to follow Christ, like Barnabas, we have to learn to detach ourselves. I repeat, if we want to be like Barnabas, we have to learn to detach ourselves. Because we can easily be slaves of persons, places, things, even ideological ideas. Unless we're free, we can't really follow Christ. If you want to do this well, go back and do principle and foundation that all of you have memorized now, holy indifference. You should not prefer a long life to a short life. You should not prefer health over sickness. You should not prefer riches over poverty. You should not prefer honors over humiliations. But you want to choose what is most conducive to the honor and glory of God and the salvation of your soul and the salvation of the souls that are entrusted to you. So the fact that Barnabas took his field, his money, and placed it right at the feet of the apostles was a sign that he was saying, I've got material things, but my treasure is Jesus Christ. Amen? Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. So after Mass, if you'd like to maybe give a $10,000 check to St. Peter Chanel, place it at Father Larry's feet, we'll accept that check, okay? Don't do that, no? But ask yourselves, what are you attached to? Yeah. Maybe to attach to a person. And because of that, you're not attached to Christ. Maybe you're attached to buying new clothes. You can't do that, no? You don't want to be a homeless person walking in the street, a shabby bum, not that you're called to do that. Okay, probably none of us, if we're older than 25, have perfect health. I don't think so. But at least you were able to walk here with your two legs. Okay? You didn't put your head on backwards when you came here this morning, right? So, Saint Therese the Little Flower said this. At the beginning of the day, look at the gifts that God has given you and use them the best you can. I like that. That's the little flower, no? Saint Therese. Look at the talents that God has given to you. We all have talents. And use them as best you can. That's what God is asking. He's not asking you to do anything that's impossible for you to carry out. St. Augustine says God asks us to do all we can and then His grace will supply the rest. That's why Augustine's called the Doctor of Grace, right? The grace of God will supply the rest. So to be a real follower of Christ, like Apostle Barnabas, we have to examine ourselves, are we attached? Are we attached? Remember when you're reading maybe Gulliver's Travels in your literary pursuit of excellence, no? Remember the giant is laying there on the ground and the Lilliputians come and they start to wrap these little cords around Gulliver the giant, and when he wakes up these little threads are binding him to the ground. We cannot even move. Maybe none of us are attached to taking heroin every night at 12 midnight, but maybe we're attached to something that's preventing us from flying high in the spiritual life. Let's cut it today. Get the scissors, cut. Okay, second point of Barnabas is this. How one saint can help another saint. If it were not for Barnabas, we might not have Saint Paul. You heard the first reading today, and unless you meditate upon it, it probably went over your head. But Saul was killing Christians. He was converted on the road to Damascus. Some people believed in his conversions. Other people were petrified. They were petrified. They were paralyzed with fear because this guy was killing Christians. And now he's going out there and preaching. He might be a fake. So it was Barnabas that convinced the apostles, it's the conversion of St. Paul was the real McCoy. It was authentic. That's very important. Otherwise, we may not have had St. Paul and all those wonderful letters that probably most of you have read in the course of your life. Very important point. And the third point is, his name was Joseph, but the apostles gave him a nickname. And I give him a double nickname. I call him Barney Boy. we're to form the Barney Club. Now, Barnabas means son of consolation, or son of encouragement. I'm going to say something that's politically incorrect in Los Angeles, but I'll say it anyway. The other day I was looking at the Major League Baseball standings, and I was looking at the American League East. I was noticing that the Rays and the Yankees are tied for first place, no? But it was focusing on this. Now, if you don't follow baseball, this idea is probably totally alien to you. But when you the baseball players play at home or they play away. Do you know that? It's like the Dodgers here, 50% of their time in L.A., other time they could be as far as, they could be in Toronto, or New York, or Boston, or Chicago, or Atlanta, or Florida. You got a lot of teams. Now they're playing what's called interleague baseball the past 10 years. But I noticed, Yankees lost more games away than at home. I wonder why. Any athletes here? For me, it's a no-brainer, but for most of you don't know what I'm talking. I'm talking in Greek, no? Is because when you're at home, you got the fans. When you're away, boo, go home. Go home. There's a psychological point that's very important. In other words, the fans are encouraging the home team to win the game. And that's what Barnabas was. I'm not saying he was a Yankee fan because Yankees didn't even exist yet, no? But Barnabas was a person that would encourage people. We got to work on that. Do you encourage people? I'll leave you with that question. Are you a party pooper? Are you a person that's always negative? You're expecting rain on the day of the picnic, even though there's not a cloud in the sky? No? Are you the type of person, I give you a glass of Coca-Cola, which is your favorite beverage, and you say, oh, it's half empty. Hey, but it's also half full, huh? Right? All depends on the perspective. So let's pray that we would not be a person that's always dour, a grimace on his face, negative, a chismosa, always, chismosas, they're all over the place. Maybe someone here in the church, a chismosa, no? Let's pray for the grace to encourage other people. Who was the first one that encourages us? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, He's the one that encourages us. If we have the Holy Spirit, we should pray for the grace to be a Barnabas. So those are three ideas for us to meditate upon today. First is, try to be detached. Number two, don't be negative and knock down people. Give people credit, as He gave Saul. And pray for the grace not to be a chismosa, not to be a gossip, but when you open up your mouth, as St. Bonaventure says, we should open our mouth to praise God, to accuse ourselves, and to edify others. Edify, the verb to edify means, the noun is edifice. Edifice means it's a building. Let's pray for the grace to be able to build up people by our words, our actions, and our holy lives. Amen.